This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Happy Monday. It's the Brad Maga Show. Mondays usually suck a little bit. We're dragging from the weekend. So one of the first things we always do is kick off the show with a good news story, and that always helps. And this is a good news story about never giving up, and Lowe's has a pet cat. Did you guys even know this?
No.
Didn't know this. Yep. Tell you all about it next on the Brad Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's do some good news here on the Brad Maga Show. I didn't know this, but there's a Lowe's. It's in Virginia, so like the hardware store has a pet cat. And I kind of love when like stores have like a pet animal, a pet dog or anything like that. They have this pet cat. Apparently this pet cat, Francine, is so popular and has lived at the Richmond, Virginia Lowe's since 2017. But all of a sudden she went missing last month. Like, how could she get out of Lowe's? Like, we would notice, it would be on security cameras, what is going on? So they check the cameras, and it turns out that Francine on accident wandered onto one of the delivery trucks and,
oh my gosh,
and the truck went off. Went 85 miles
She's
away.
She's doing deliveries now.
Yeah, it's like almost like a Pixar movie. She like wandered on a truck,
wow,
was traveling across the country. Well, it was in North Carolina, and they actually started a Francine, Where's Francine Instagram page. Got 36,000 followers.
Oh my,
they found
gosh.
Her, brought her back to that Lowe's.
Oh, wow. 86 miles back?
86 yeah. miles back. Someone traveled to go get Francine, and they brought her back to the Lowe's where she really belongs.
That's awesome.
This is straight up a Pixar movie.
Right.
Like, wandered on to the delivery truck, and we'll see what Francine gets herself into.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brad Maga Show. Halloween week is upon us, so let's talk some candy game.
Ooh.
If you had to decide, you look in the bucket, go to pick, you're trick-or-treating, and they got like the sour candies, Skittles, Starburst, things like that, Sour Patch Kids, or chocolate, Kit Kat, Reese's, Crunch Bars, any of those kind of things.
Okay, this is tough for me. I'm picky when it comes to like sweets and desserts and stuff. I think I'm going to end up saying chocolate because I love a Kit Kat bar.
Kit I love Kats, a Kit Kat too.
Like, reigns so high for me. So for that, I'm going to have to vote chocolate for all. But like, I won't eat a Hershey's bar.
Okay, so you're very specific on, ooh, what you're picking out of that bucket.
I'm a brat with a bucket.
Kevin is handfuling it all.
I'm so going handful. Honest. It's handful chocolate. In fact, my wife and I, we bought Halloween candy for the neighborhood. It's all the sweet stuff because we don't eat the, you know, we don't really eat the tart
smart.
Candy.
Yeah, like the Nerds, but all we that
would,
kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but we would eat all the chocolate bars. So it's like, okay, I'm going with the chocolate bars.
That's funny.
I love all candy, but I feel like I eat chocolate candy faster and then I get sad. So, like, I have to go with the Starburst and the Skittles and all that kind of stuff.
I think I would choose, like, if I were to, like, given the choice, I would choose Kit Kats or Reese's and go chocolate. Because I do think, like, Kit Kats reign supreme, like Hannah said.
Yep.
But every time I eat like Skittles, I always think, why don't I eat these more? Every time I eat Starburst, I'm like, true, these are delicious. So, I think I would choose chocolate. But if you like, I probably would regret it, actually, at the end.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
First, let's see what's trending here on the Brett Maga Show. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more, just based off the headlines. The 25 best horror villains of all time ranked.
Okay, who are they?
All right.
I need to say that word.
It, Pennywise, is number 10. That's the movie that freaked me the F out as
a
kid.
Wow, the clown.
Yeah.
Only 10.
Freddy Krueger, 8. I thought Krueger would get a higher score. Right. Ghostface from Scream, 5.
He's like sexualized now.
I know.
People don't, think they're scared of him.
Michael Myers at 5.
Ooh, yeah.
But this is what surprised me. Here's the top 3. Frankenstein.
What?
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Dracula.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, so the classic still kind
the classic.
I think, I think Hannibal's number one for me.
Hannibal was number two.
He's scary.
Yeah. What are most people's post-divorce feelings?
Keep it moving. I just was at a wedding. I don't need divorce talk.
It was actually all extremely positive.
Oh.
It was nothing negative about it. Actually, most people felt liberated, happy, joyful, like felt like they finally made the right decision, married the wrong person. Yeah. Groom's sister-in-law arrives. This is probably more negative, actually, and it's about a wedding. Groom's sister-in-law arrives to the ceremony in her own wedding dress.
Whoa!
Sat down.
What?
Wearing her old wedding dress that she wore. Looks like she got married.
Does
about
she have an explanation?
I didn't know. People were like, what? I think she was trying to send a message to the bride. I think message delivered.
What, did she want to marry her brother?
I'm the spotlight. I don't care about you and your big day.
Wow.
Or that she wanted to marry her brother. I can't decide which one it was. Kids, kill your sex life.
I believe it. Keep it moving.
Yeah, I don't think there actually needs to be more.
I don't even have kids, but I believe it.
What is the rarest breast size?
Breast size?
Yeah.
I guess let's hear it.
Double A cup. Rarest breast size of any boobs out there.
Yeah.
Only a few brands think you can actually carry double A's. I didn't even know that was a thing. That like only a few brands actually carry them. But there you
go. I guess I never thought, like, I know, like, you hear, like, double D. I never hear any other.
Right. Yeah. Right.
See? Everyone's like, y'all thought it was a crazy story, but now everyone's like,
that
you
did
know
make me, like, tilt my head and be like,
Mind blown.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Are you ready to take on Hannah?
I am.
Hannah, are you ready to take on Rachel?
Oh, I am.
Oh, I am. All right, well, get on out of here, Hannah. Hannah leaves the room. We'll ask you, Rachel, 5 pop culture questions. Hannah can't hear the questions or the answers. Let's do this. Ready?
Ready.
Jeremy Allen White starred in the Bruce Springsteen biopic that came out this weekend. What TV show does he also star in?
The Bear.
Name a Bruce Springsteen song. Just give me any one of them.
Oh, no. Oh. I have no idea.
You can't think of one Bruce
from
Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen?
I mean, I know who he... I know. Okay. I know he's...
Born in the USA was probably...
Born to Run?
I thought Born in the USA is... Everyone would just get that one just because it's played so much. Like,
I didn't know he sang that.
You didn't know he sang that? But it's so cliche for him. But yeah, hometown,
Rising.
Glory Days. Yeah, Glory Days is another one. It's kind of very cliche. Yeah. Adam Brody starred in season 2 of Nobody Wants This, which came out this weekend. What early 2000 show, TV show, did he also star in? The O.C. You're like, didn't even wait.
Oh, Seth Cohen.
Which Kardashian sister confessed that the doctors found a brain aneurysm on the most recent premiere? Said they were stressed out because of the divorce.
We got a divorce?
Who divorced the crazy person? Actually, all of them.
Okay. Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Actually, all of them. That is not
a good hint.
Kim?
Yeah, that's correct. But you could have picked like Khloe because of Lamar. Courtney.
Scott.
Because of Scott. Yeah.
Well,
they know how to pick them, those
They're
Kardashian Jenner girls. And then who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Yes. There we go. 4 to 5. Only one you missed was literally pick a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
We'll see if Hannah knows any Bruce Springsteen songs. I'm sure she doesn't. Next on the Brett Megas Show.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Hannah and Rachel are playing Hannah's Homeschool. Rachel answered 5 pop culture questions when Rachel stood outside, or when Hannah stood outside the studio. And Rachel, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
Pretty good.
There we go. Same questions I asked Rachel, that she got a 4 out of 5. A tie will go towards Hannah's record with over 200 wins. Here we go. Jeremy Allen White starred in the Bruce Springsteen biopic. What TV show does he also star in?
He's in The Bear. He's in Shameless.
Yes, The Bear. The Bear is what I was looking for, but I would have counted Shameless because it's so good. Name a Bruce Springsteen song. Any Bruce Springsteen song.
Born in the USA?
Born in the USA, Hannah. That is the only question Rachel missed. Was a wide open
Rachel.
One. I figured it was just so cliche for Born in the USA.
Right, yeah.
All right. Don't miss this one or AB might punch you.
Oh, boy.
Adam Brody starred in season 2 of Nobody Wants This. Came out this weekend. What early 2000s TV show did he also star in?
Lee?
No! She said it so confidently.
Honestly, good guess. Good guess. I don't know that he can sing. What was it? The O.C.
All right, you can't miss here on out, though. Which Kardashian sister confessed that the doctors found a brain aneurysm?
Kim.
Yes, mainly because she divorced a crazy person, but apparently that wasn't a hint. Because
They've all divorced crazy people.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, this is for the win.
Okay.
Do you like scary movies? Not to sound scream-like?
No.
Well, we're about to find out. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers for the win.
Yes.
Hannah gets the win. Rachel, you know what to do.
This is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is. This is the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The average parent does this 150 times a year.
I think the average parent checks their kids' grades 150 times a year.
All right. Good guess.
I think it's they do their child's laundry.
Do your child's laundry?
Yeah, you know,
right.
With all the extra sports in there, there's usually extra loads to do.
All right.
I think it's that you get woken up in the middle of the night by your kids.
Great guesses, guys, because parents do all of those. No one got it correct, though. It's still up for grabs. Average parent does this 150 times a year. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, it's 855-444-6342. Give the answer next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Average parent does this 150 times a year. What is it?
Carolyn texted in and said, give your kid a bath. Kevin, you take more baths
than
that.
Yes, I do.
The musician family texted in and said, giving your kids medicine. Teacher Suzanne says taking something that like a kid forgot to their school.
Oh, that's funny.
That's like, a lot of times.
That's a lot of times.
Wow.
But it's pretty
missing
funny.
Assignments. We got another text that says making a home cooked meal.
No, it is with food though, and it was a tricky one. Average parent will eat standing up 150 times a year.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
150 times a year where they're either on the go, just walking and eating out the door because they're probably so busy. Or for us, we have like a newborn, so someone's always walking the baby, trying to take care of the baby.
Wow.
And someone's always juggling. But 150 times a year, they'll be eating standing up. We're 60 minutes commercial free. I'll tell you what traumatized me as a kid that still stick with me as an adult in 3 minutes. What movie scared the bejesus out of you as a kid? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What movie did you see probably too young, or maybe you, as a parent, like, I shouldn't have showed my kid that. That movie freaked the kid out. 855-444-MEGA. For me, it was It. My brother traumatized me. He is a huge jerk. I have an older brother. He's 5 years older than me. And there was a clown on the TV back in the day when just random movies would just play on TV and you just watch them, you know? And it pops up and he's like, oh, it is a nice clown. He's a nice clown. So he sits me down and makes me watch it as older brothers do, and completely scared the crap out of me. So much so that I was like so afraid of water because like it pops out of drains and stuff like that. That when I was a kid, I was at my friend's house and there was like, they had an unfinished part of their basement where like the water was like dripping. It was like drainage. And I was like, it is going to come out of there. And so I convinced my friends to put peanut butter all over their basement floor because peanut butter is very sticky, and I thought it would stick to the clown's feet.
Oh, smart boy. My God.
Genius, genius. Peanut butter is very sticky, guys. And they called my parents. They're like, hey, like.
Yeah. Pick up your kid.
He convinced everyone to put peanut butter all over the basement. But now they have the new, like, Welcome to Derry. I watched the trailer. I don't know why. Like I'm like, I can't watch the show, but I just watched the trailer. Just freaking me out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Brings me back.
When
it
they show Pennywise. Yeah, like, oh!
It just freaks me out, man.
I don't think there's anything as a nice clown.
No. I don't know why I ever believed them. What a jerk. What a terrible older brother.
Little naive five-year-old.
Yeah. Anyone else have a movie that scared them out of their mind?
For me, it was Disney's version of The Haunted Mansion was really, really scary to me. And I wasn't really scared.
The one with Eddie Murphy?
Yes, which is like, everybody makes fun of that movie because it's so cheesy and so horrible. But to me, it really scared me as a kid. And I wasn't scared of like the ghost or anything in the movie. I was scared of the butler. Like, his face in general is scary. I forget his name. He's like a big actor. But I can't look at him in real life and think of anything of him other as the butler and being scary.
I do feel your pain, though, Hannah. I had a fear of the actual Haunted Mansion ride
really?
In Disney World to where I would ride it like with my eyes closed. And my parents were like, okay, if you go with us, you can get that hat that looks like Goofy.
Oh my God! I remember that hat.
If you make it through, and I earned the Goofy hat. So,
look at that.
So I understand
so
that.
So brave.
Yeah, but brave.
You know, but as far as movies, the Amityville Horror.
That's like one of the scariest movies
of all
time.
And it's not because of the possession. It was the beginning of the film when, spoiler alert, the guy kills his family. That freaked me out.
That should. That is. Yeah, I'm glad it freaked you out.
Very disturbing.
That glad it freaked you out.
I think for me, I was terrified of Hansel and Gretel.
And oh my God,
I know
that's
it's
so
a kids movie, but that woman is trying to eat the kids and like throw them in the fireplace and stuff. That is a crazy kids movie.
What?
That
there is like a lot of like looking back, like this was a kids movie? Like what were they thinking back in the day? Okay, 855-444-MEGA. What was the movie for you that scared you out of your mind? 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls and feel nostalgic being scared again next on the Brett Maga Show. It's the Brett Maga Show. We all have that movie as a kid where you watched it. You can never forget that you watched it. Just totally traumatized. Mess with your head, especially because it's Halloween week and everyone's watching scary movies. What's that scary movie for you that just freaked you out? 855-444-MEGA.
Our text line is full of like the OG classics. Chucky, Final Destination, Jaws, The Conjuring. All those make complete sense to
I know
me.
So many people that won't go in the ocean because of Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And then it freaked them out. Like, I won't go in the ocean. And Chucky's a weird one to get scared. Like, I kept thinking, why don't they just kick this doll in the face?
I know. I've always felt like I could take on Chucky.
I think I could take Chucky, too, in a fight. How is everyone getting their ass kicked by a doll? Like, come on, people. This is an interesting one, though. Roxanna, what was the scary movie for you that just scared you as a kid?
Well, it actually wasn't a movie for me, but it was a movie I had my kid watch that we thought was perfectly fine, which was The Truman Show.
Why did that scare them?
Because the kid thought he was, like, constantly being watched. He was questioning whether or not that was reality, or was I somehow telling him that he was in a movie. The child, for a long time, would not take a shower without his swimming trunks.
Because he was watching him. The kid was right,
yeah,
though.
I would see how you could get, like, tripped out.
Like, now we live in that. Like, nowadays, like, I feel like everyone is watching with AI and stuff like that. I think the kid ended up being right. Like,
that's a super valid point.
I'm going to start wearing swimming trunks in the shower now. Angie, what was the movie that scared you as a kid?
So, again, it wasn't me. It was my kids. We decided to let our 10, 8, and 6-year-old watch the new Twister movie. Mm. And if you've seen the movie, like, at the very beginning of the movie, there's bodies flying around left and right getting caught up in the Twister. So now, the first Monday of the month, when the sirens go off, everyone's freaking out.
See, the old school one just had the cow. Yep. See, when the old school one, you just had the cow walking by. It was like funny. Yep. New one, man, he got bodies flying around.
You know, we got Glenn Powell in there. How can you be scared of the movie with Glenn Powell in there?
I mean, they're 10, 8, and 6.
Yeah,
they
don't, right.
Like, if they're, and, like, crushing on Glenn.
And spoiler alert, it hits a movie theater.
Oh,
so,
does it?
Yes.
Sage, what's the movie for you as a kid that scared you?
It was Alfred Hitchcock's Birds.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared of birds in real life and in that movie.
When the birds start, like, going to, like, warmer times and there's just birds everywhere, even though I've, like, I don't even know if I've ever actually seen the movie Birds, I always do think to myself, is this what the movie's about? Because there's just so many of them that just swarm around.
And there is, like, they just sit on the power lines and sit on the buildings. And
you're kind of like, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you thinking? Like, what are you conjuring up against us? Yeah, great call. Thank you so much for it. Yeah, this is the week where you watch scary movies, you freak yourself out, and then they stick with you for the rest of your life.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So I know our girl Ariana Grande is, like, super famous and honored for her roles as Glenda and Kat and, like, all the things she does acting-wise. But for me, I will always see Ariana Grande as, like, a music artist. That's, like, the version of her I feel like I appreciate more, I guess. But in a recent interview, Ariana Grande shared that she thought that her, like, music and pop career was over right before she started playing the role of Glenda in Wicked. She said, "I didn't think I was going to make an album ever again. When I left for London, which was, like, where she filmed Wicked, that kind of was my secret, but I didn't think I was going to. But then I felt a genuine spark, a reconnection and inspiration to write Internal Sunshine. I genuinely wanted to do it." But it's just crazy to me that at one point, Ariana had, like, got in her brain fully as she was, like, getting on this plane and stuff to be like, okay, like, I'm going to do acting. My music career is done.
It doesn't, like, super surprise me, though, at the same time, because I feel like she's kind of in that same, like, vein as Selena Gomez, where, like, you had a great music career, but you have an acting background, you're comfortable with it, and then when you find yourself, like, from an artistic standpoint, just being rejuvenated from, like, creative point, I get to see you saying, like, I don't know where music's going to be inspired again. And then eventually you go back to it. We've seen it with, like, a lot of people. Like, Justin Timberlake did the same thing. He was only acting for a long time and then went back to music. I think the hardest thing is when you go from acting, where they're writing the stories for you, to then all of a sudden having to tell your story again. It's never really been the same type of music career they had before.
Yeah. I also think, like, it really is crazy to me, like, the amount of work she's doing. Like, to be in a movie is something I can't even fathom. And then to write on top of it, I do think she is correct. Like, you have to be, like, truly inspired to get your brain to even operate past what you're reading in your actor script.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Let's talk about this for a second. What is your parents' house called? Like, when you're referring to it with your significant other, with your friends, is it my parents' house? Is it home? 855-444-MEGA. I'm talking about when you're all grown up, you move out. What does your parents' house become? 855-444-6342. This is something that I'm still guilty of doing. So I moved away from my parents' home in Chicago. Was where we grew up. My wife and I grew up. We both are born and raised in Chicago. And every single time we travel back to Chicago, I say home. I'm like, we're going home for the holidays. We're going home to see family. I call it a home still. And AB, who moved out of her parents' house, you know, a while ago, has her own apartment, was guilty of doing the same thing. I got called out.
Yeah, I texted my dad a couple days ago. I was like, hey, I started ordering Christmas presents already. So just a heads up, there's packages coming. And he was like, okay, where are they being delivered to? And I said, home. And he goes, okay, but are you talking about my house or your apartment? And I was like, oh, your house, like my parents' house. And he just asked me, why don't you call your apartment home?
You know what? Does it bother you that you do? Is it weird? Because it didn't bother me until I had kids. It's a habit I've been trying to break, and I noticed that I was still doing it. AB pointed it out. I noticed my wife and I were having conversations about the holidays and juggling, traveling, and going home for the holidays, you know, the scene. And I'm like, man, I don't want to call it home because I have kids now. Like, this is my home. This is my place where my people are. But I cannot seem to break that habit.
I'm really surprised that you call Chicago home.
I know. Yeah. I do it all the time. My wife does it too. And when AB pointed out, I'm like, oh man, it's like a habit I've been trying to break.
See, that's weird because, okay, so when I moved out with my brother and got an apartment, my home became mom and dad's. All right. Mm. Well, then my brother got married and left me alone in the apartment, and I moved back home. And then home still became mom and dad's. It never switched, you know. And then when Sarah and I finally got married and got our own home, that became home. And then mom and dad's eventually became grandma and grandpa's. That's kind of the transition.
I don't think of it as like a habit you need to break, though. I do think like you've lived a long life. You have multiple homes and that's okay.
You think you could say home like three or four places?
I call my parents' house home, and I think I will call my apartment home. I think they're both home, and it's going to get confusing, but that's just what it is.
Yeah, I must be a home thrower arounder because every place I've ever lived, I'm talking about home. Wherever place I currently am staying, that is home.
So what do you call your mom's house?
Well, I call it mom's house now.
You call it mom's house.
Because I don't live there right now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. So you call mom's house mom's house.
Uh-huh.
See, we haven't do that. We don't
Which
do
is
that.
Crazy to me that I do that because my mom's house was my childhood home I grew up in.
Yeah.
And, you know, very close with her and everything.
Broke it
but
quickly.
That's not, yeah, no. The second I move myself out, it is no longer home. Home is where I currently reside.
I never called like my college apartments or dorms or anything like that home, though. That always felt different to me.
Yeah, I feel like college is different, maybe.
Like temporary.
I don't know. I think Kevin's a good point, too. Does anyone call their grandparents' house like that? Is that when you made the switch, when all of a sudden it became grandma and grandpa's house? Do you still refer to it as your parents' house as home? Do you refer to it maybe as the city, too? Like, sometimes, like, because my wife and I, we go and visit lots of people in Chicago, and so sometimes we don't even refer to Chicago as Chicago. We'll refer to it as home, like the city itself, because there's, like, that's, like, the neighborhood we grew up in. Like, we're going home for...
You really do that.
Yeah, I do that. We'll be like, oh, we're going home this weekend and stuff like that, and it's like, what? And it's a weird habit. I want to know if anyone else has this happen. 855-444-MEGA. When you grow up, you got kids of your own. What do you call your parents' house? 855-444-6342. I want to take your calls on this. What do you do when you go to your parents' house? What do you refer to it? What do you call it? 855-444-MEGA. Even as you're grown up, having lived in the house for decades, do you still call it home? Do you call it your parents' house? Does it change when you have kids? 855-444-6342. AB's dad called her out.
Yeah, I was getting something delivered to my parents' house, and I was like, oh, I'm getting this delivered at home. And he was like, my house? I was like, yeah, your house. And he was like, well, why don't you call your apartment home?
It's an interesting question.
I was like, I don't know.
But even, I moved out, you know, a long, long, long time ago. And I always still refer to my wife and I are both from Chicago. We're like, oh, we're going home for this weekend. Like, what? Like, I haven't lived in Chicago forever. It's a home, but I still refer to it as that. It's like a habit I can't break.
Yeah, I thought I was really easygoing when it came to like calling places home. It was like wherever I currently live, I would call home. But we just got a text saying, I even call a hotel home whenever we're traveling, LOL.
Whoa. It's funny.
Home is wherever I'm sleeping that night.
Really? They just throw it out there?
Yeah,
like,
they're
instantly.
Super easygoing with it. Another one I think could be relatable to people. It says, my parents were divorced when I was young, so I always either called it mom's house or dad's house.
Interesting. Mm. I do think it changes when you have kids. Joy, what do you call your parents' house now as an adult? Joy, are you there? Oh, hold on, Joy. Let's go to Abby. Abby, what do you call parents as an adult?
It's grandma and grandpa's.
See, no. I think it changes. So that's what Joy did. She said we call it as BB and Papa's house. Like, all of a sudden it changes when you can actually give it a name. Because, like, calling it your parents' house feels so, like, formal. Like, oh, I'm going to my parents'
especially
house.
To your kids. If your kids heard that, they'd be like, yeah. Whoa.
But, like, when you have a different name, like grandma and grandpa's house, that's when you can, like, label it. I still, though, thank you so much for the call. I'll still refer to it as we're making home for the holidays, like going home for the holidays.
I know. When you said Chicago earlier, it sounded weird because you always say,
like,
home.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go home. We're trying to figure it out. Try to juggle that. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.